This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Mike is telling me a celebrity is on the line to forego everything else I was talking about to get to the celebrity who's waiting to speak to me. Best Show, you're on the air.
Shockwave.
Oh, I know who this is. Wow. This, for people who don't know, there's a guy named Spike who used to call the show when it was on WFMU, and he was a regular caller, a little too regular, some might say. Not me. Look, some tired of his, what they called, limited palate. Some complained he only spoke of horror movies and doo-wop music and the hatred of women. But that was not me. Some said that. I said, look, guys, you let him keep calling. He's not going anywhere. But then the show went away, and now it's back, and now Spike is back. How are you, Spike?
I'm fine. I'm still elderly, but I'm fine. Nothing to
know. Yeah, what, did you think you'd go backwards? Like, yeah, that's how it kind of works.
I wish we could go backwards.
You wish you could pull, like, Benjamin Buttons, right?
Something like that.
Did you ever see that movie?
No, actually, I know people who have. I personally never saw it.
Wait, you know someone who's seen Benjamin Buttons?
Yeah, they didn't like it.
They didn't?
No.
Where'd they see it?
In a movie theater.
Okay.
When it came out.
Like, third run? It's probably, like when they see it? Like, 2 weeks ago? Like, it's still in the theater?
No.
The eighth
whatever
run?
Whatever year it came out, I don't remember what year it was, but whatever year it came out, they saw it then.
Now, Spike, I don't know if you're aware. The elephant in the room. We can talk about it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. You went from being, I mentioned you when we were on the Seth Meyers show, Late Night with Seth Meyers. I mentioned you.
Yes, I heard. I even saw.
You saw it? Where'd you watch that? On a library computer? Best Buy? Did you ask them? You pretended you were in the market for a laptop and wanted to check out the video capability. Where did you watch it?
Oh, at home.
At home?
Yeah, on the computer.
When you heard about that, what did you think?
I found it interesting that I was mentioned on a show, a talk show that I never really watch because I don't stay up that late.
Sure. Nothing like unbridled positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Any more qualifiers you can throw on that? Look.
It just sounded interesting that, it was a big deal.
Did you do a dance when you saw that you were mentioned on a national program?
I was intrigued.
How jaded are you? You were intrigued. I think I'll investigate further.
Yeah,
I'm listening. I mentioned you on TV. I went all the way out of my way. Look, admittedly, it was I was painting a portrait of a waking nightmare, but you were still mentioned.
Yeah, I was mentioned, and then the next day I saw all these posts about me being mentioned, and that's how I wound up seeing it.
What was the TV show you thought you'd be first mentioned on? It was not Late Night with Seth Meyers. What was it? Cops? Hoarders? What show was it?
I only watched Hoarders two or three times.
You ever see that show, Animal Cops? What a bum. Like, if you're going to call a show Animal Cops, it was like cops rescuing animals. I wanted to see a show where animals were cops. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've never seen that show personally, no.
Okay, but maybe you have a friend who's seen it. Maybe you have somewhere there's a friend who's seen it, huh?
I don't know anybody that's ever seen it.
Okay.
For a change.
What's new in the world of Spike? What's going on?
Oh, the usual. Yeah, I'm still watching soap operas, well, two of them anyway.
Yeah, there's none left, right?
There's only four left.
Only four. Let me see if I can name them. Passions, that's gone, right?
I've only watched that show once, and yes, it is gone.
As the World Turns is still on the air.
No.
No. General Hospital is still on the air.
Yeah, General Hospital is one.
Yeah, I got one. Days of Our Lives, still on the air.
You got two.
I got two. Give me a hint on this. So we got General Hospital, Days of Our Lives.
Well, the other two are on CBS, the remaining two.
Okay. Two Broke Girls? That's not a soap opera, right?
No. It's about two waitresses.
Give me a hint.
One of them has the word young in the title.
Oh, that's not a hint. That's half the title. One of them. Jeepers. Let me see if I can. The Young and the Restless.
That's right.
You know how hints
that's
work,
three.
Right?
Yeah, that's three.
Yeah. Well, I don't even want to ask you for a hint on the other one. You'll tell it to me.
Let's just say it has something to do with the fashion industry.
Has something to do with the fashion industry.
Yeah.
Prêt-à-manger?
No.
It's not? You ever see that movie, Prêt-à-manger? Altman? You like Altman?
I think I saw it once. But I was in somebody's house and they had it on.
I'm questioning your viewing habits. You think you saw a thing. You maybe has a friend who saw a thing. I don't know. Something is a little off with you. Let me think. What could it be about the fashion industry? Port Charles.
No, that was a spinoff of General Hospital, and that's been gone for 20 years.
Dark Shadows.
And that's gone back 50 years.
Hider in the House? Is that a soap opera?
What was that again?
Hider in the House?
No, isn't that about Tiger Woods? Some reality show about Tiger Woods.
You just one-upped my stupid question. You actually dismantled me on that one. I gotta give you credit on that. That was like Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Yeah, yes, I heard about that fight. It lasted 2 minutes.
Well, it lasted more than 2 minutes. It was just, I think it was just boring.
Well, that's why I don't watch sporting events.
That's why? What do you say, me? What about me and you go to a baseball game? How about that?
No, I don't go to sporting events.
No, we'll go. We'll just go. Two dudes hanging out in the Bronx, right? Take me out to the ball game, right?
No. I don't. Sporting events, no.
No?
I don't do sporting events.
What could we go to together, though? What? Because, look, we got to either... This is what I was thinking, my friend. And I call you my friend. I mean it. We're friends. You and me, what about this? I get two microphones and a portable recorder. I meet you somewhere. We do just a one-on-one interview. Not on the air. We do it just in private. And you give me the lowdown, every dirty detail of everything.
I've already done that.
Wait, when did you do that?
On the air.
No, this would be the real stuff.
Well, I always give you the real stuff.
You tell me where the bodies are buried.
Oh, no, the bodies are buried.
Yeah. But what could we go to together? If we wanted to start hanging out, should we go to, like Joe's Pub? Where could we go?
I don't know. I have to think about that one.
Should we go see Bridget Everett live?
No.
No? Okay. What if we see the guy who did the Charlie perfume commercial? Remember that guy? Jazz piano?
He's dead.
He's dead? What was his name?
He's dead for 20 years.
What was his name?
Bobby Short. He's been dead for 20 years.
Oh, boy, I better see about getting a refund on these tickets, and StubHub should guarantee these, right? I bought them off StubHub for you and me. Front row. An evening with the guy who did the Charlie perfume commercial. That's what it says on the tickets. Somebody on the chat said, what if me and you start hanging out? We drive around like those two dudes in that Sonic commercial, right? We just start driving around going to Sonic's. What do you think about that?
Think about that one.
What can we do? Sonic. We gotta figure something out. Karaoke? Would you do karaoke?
No.
Why not?
I don't sing.
You don't sing? Well, then they do like a Neil Diamond song or something. He talks, sings, right?
I don't know.
Then what can we do? Tell me something we could do together.
I have to think about that one. I can't think of anything right now. I'm old.
Well, Spike,
my mind doesn't work as good as it used to.
I'm going to tell you this, Spike. Please keep calling. You know I miss you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
Oh, I don't like this balance, this shift of power. I'm not crazy about. But I'll acknowledge it. You're in charge. I'm not.
Yeah.
Do me a solid and keep calling, okay, buddy?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, you're done. Goodbye. Oh, boy. Wow. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Bests. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Celis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster, and, you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.